This is Alan Steinfeld with New Realities, and I think this is going to be a very interesting show. I have on the line with me Deborah Peach, who's doing Wake Up Shift Is Happening, and she's actually doing a show while I'm doing a show. I'm going to merge our shows and see if she's still there. Hello.
Web development. I don't do any of the programming. I don't do any of the design elements. I hire everybody to do that. But
Deborah, do you hear me? Deborah.
I do now.
Okay, yes, I'm on with my BBS show, and you're here with Blog Talk Radio. So I was just giving a little background that you are doing 7 days of what exactly are you calling it?
Okay, so this is 7 days of creation, igniting the global reset. And today is day two, and yesterday was day one, where we really worked with the crown chakra and manifesting and talking about the higher fifth dimensional frequencies and energies, which I know we're going to talk about that more and expand upon that tonight. And tonight we're focusing on our third eye, being open and visualizing and seeing that this global financial reset is done. And then tomorrow night, which is the throat chakra, we're going to talk, and people are going to call in all night and talk about things that they're grateful for, 11 things that they're grateful for that have occurred now since this global reset is a done deal. So, Alan, I've introduced you to my show, and isn't this cool that we're cross-converging our media vehicles?
This is what this is all about, one mass global mind, and we're beginning it. And I think that's really what this countdown, the shift is happening, is about. It's merging technologies with human consciousness.
Yes, absolutely. So we have stepped into the future. There is no, we have stepped into the now. Now is the future. So, Alan, I'd love to hear, you've been up to some really cool things in the last couple of weeks. Do you want to share about your experiences in Mexico and with J.J. Herjavec, and where do you want to start?
Yeah, no, I will start with, I think the countdown date for this time was the 12-12-12 alignment that happened for the planet, and that was
totally.
Then this 9 days to December 21st, and that then led into this whole transformation through Christmas and the New Year into 2013, which is really a year of transformation. So I was on 12-12-12. I was in Miami at what's called the Miami Circle, which is an ancient archaeological site that was a ceremonial site to the Native Americans that lived in that part of South Florida, and we gathered a lot of crystal skulls there. We had Flor de Mayo do an activation ceremony. And this came as a four-year cycle that began with the 999 celebration in Tucson, in Phoenix somewhere, no, Arizona, 999, and I think it was Phoenix. 10-10-10, I had a big celebration of crystal skulls in New York City. 11-11-11 was a celebration in L.A., and then we went to Florida to find, to kind of cap that four rounds of the global kind of cycle there with these crystal skulls in Miami, which is the, really the gateway to the Atlantean portal that still exists and that is in a way being reactivated at this time. So that was a great gathering of metaphysicians with people like J.J. Herjavec and some Native American shamans, Flor de Mayo, who was one of the 13 grandmothers, and I did a presentation about reaching into the fifth dimension, fifth level of consciousness. And then I went to the Yucatan to celebrate the countdown to the Mayan calendar. And then at sunrise, I was at the pyramid of Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcan, in Chichen Itza, which is really probably the best preserved of the Mayan structures. And what's interesting about that pyramid is there's 91 steps on each side, so that makes 264 steps, and the top of it is the final step, that's 365, and it's sort of a quarter step. So the Mayans measured the year by this great pyramid. This is also the pyramid on the equinox where the serpent of light descend into the earth. So anyway, there were thousands of people gathered around there. We were doing celebration and dance, and there was a sort of energy that felt really grounding. I don't think it was anything special, particularly at that place, but I felt there was a wave of something coming to the earth, a wave of awakening, a wave of solidity. In a way, the ascension process is also making us more solid. So
yeah.
Hum Bachman was there, and I met, who else was there? There was a whole Akta I saw there, and
Greg.
What's that?
I said, oh, great. You saw Akta there?
Akta was there doing, everyone had their own little group. Greg Braden was there with Hum Bachman, and this woman, Marlise Carlin, was there, and who else? There were all these kind of galactic superstars there doing their own individual dance and celebration and talk at the pyramid. It was kind of like a three-ring circus in a way, and it was beautiful. I mean, everybody was really in peace and harmony, and and joy. And I happen to be a part of the J.J. Hertog Keys of Enoch group, where we did chanting and activations of a sort, you know. I mean, the reason I like J.J. Hertog, he's one of the few people that's actually had an ascension experience. In 1973, he was taken with his body to the higher levels of consciousness, and he came back and wrote this brilliant book called The Keys of Enoch, Book of Knowledge. So, all in all, I think this effect of more light, this alignment of the Earth with the Sun, with the history of the galaxy, has infused the planet with more clarity, more information. You know, light is information, and our pineal gland is sensitive to light. If we are taking in more light, more of our pineal gland is secreting extra hormones that are activating other portions of our brain to wake up. So I think we are in the midst of a great awakening. And I think, you know, maybe in 20 years or 50 years or 100 years, they'll say, wow, imagine that time where the whole planet woke up. I think we're in that time now.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'd like to go back to a couple things that you just shared. One is Hum Bachman, the 13 crystal skulls and the 13 grandmothers. This is something I do believe is going to come out more and more in the next couple of years, the importance of those energies and of the I don't want to say the work of the crystal skulls, but what's possible, what the reason and the to further validate the presence of the crystal skulls here on this planet. And I know that you mentioned 11-11-11, Hum Bachman and the 13 crystal skulls were here in L.A., which I was there for the one day with Hum Bachman. And then J.J. Hertog, who, interestingly enough, that is, If the listeners haven't heard of J.J. Hertog and Keys of Enoch, personally, I think it's one of the most profound works of written content available on the planet. And I was drawn to it, I think it was like back in 2005. And it's amazing to me because I will travel with it, and I haven't read the whole thing. It's an intense read. But the really awesome thing is that I've gone back now and I've looked at the page, you know, page after page that I've highlighted the information, and so much of it now makes so much more sense than it before, because it's very coded, as you know, Alan. It's very coded, right?
Well, it's a real multidimensional book. You can go back to that book day after day and get something new, because it's really written on many levels of consciousness at once. So depending on where you're at on a particular moment, it will infuse you with different information. I mean, it is sort of become the testament for this time of ascension. I really feel that book is you know, written for the future, and we are in that future now.
Right. I totally agree. So you're doing a film with JJ, correct?
Well, I just I've done a bunch of DVDs and private interviews, and there are some of them on YouTube. But I did want to get back to what you were saying about the crystal skulls, though. And then we can talk about JJ a little bit. Hello?
What would you like? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I just want to tie in when I talked about the activation of the pineal, and you're doing this series of seven, the pineal is directly related to the third eye. And,
absolutely.
And so as the pineal wakes up, you know, it's activating the psychic centers, the extra higher vision, the all-seeing eye of human consciousness. And how that ties in with the crystal skull. So our brain, our skull itself is crystal. It's calcium crystal. And when we come into contact with these ancient skulls, if they are ancient, and even if they're not, they've been encoded, I feel, with star knowledge or ancient knowledge. And when there's a sort of resonance, a morpho resonance that takes place between skulls in general. And as we come into the field of these skulls, they do activate our skulls, especially if you put your third eye up to the third eye in the crystal skulls, you will get a download. I didn't believe this, but I did it with a skull called Poncho, and boom, the top of my head just felt like it flew open. It was such a strange sensation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing, well, I forgot about this, and I'm just being reminded that for the 11-11-11 week, that I did a 5-hour broadcast that day. And the week prior to that, I had some unexpected guests stay at my house that I had known from work that I did in Mount Shasta, and they have a crystal skull and called Enoch. I totally forgot about this. So they, Crystal Skull, were at my house for like a week, week and a half. And during that time, even I, with all the activations that I've been through in since 2004 or 5, every night I was up with downloads of information. I mean, it was crazy. And so that was from having the presence of that Crystal Skull in the house. So,
well, that's exactly the reason I think like Kendall Morgan took these celebrations from Arizona to New York to L.A. to Miami, was to kind of crisscross the grid with these potential activations for the planet. And,
the word is coming right now is to crystallize the crystalline grid.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they are here at this time, and that's why, I mean, it took me a long time to get over the idea that skulls weren't a symbol of death, but they were a symbol of life.
Oh, that's very good, and that's very interesting. That's right, because the skull and crossbones. We have had the skulls totally stigmatized for fear and for death. That's actually a really good point. I kind of thought about that.
So the idea, though, is that crystal skulls really symbolize consciousness and the ongoing of the eternity of that.
Well, and then the other thing, too, I think that we're also going to discover here very soon is that the whole conversation and subject around crystals has gone to kind of a woo-woo where people don't embrace them. And we are going to discover that the crystal, it's crystal. Why is there crystal in computer chips? Why is there crystal in the turntables that create them, that on the needle, right? The needle in a old, record player has crystal in it. because what it, it's a carrier of vibration and frequency. And so that is why with the pathways in our brain and with the pineal gland and with the third eye, the crystal is activating. That's part of the alchemical transformational process. So, and when we've been told, well, we're only using, what, 10% of our brain or whatever the percentage is, it, I think a big piece of that is because it's been shut down. It has to also do with the DNA being shut down, et cetera. And as we, the word crystallize just keeps coming in. What's happening on the planet right now as we're moving into the fifth dimension, we're going to, and I know, Alan, you want to talk about some of the things that were shared on the show last night, but as we are moving into, and we're in this dimensional shift from third, fourth, into more fifth frequency, especially when you're being really proactive with your journey, is what's happening is that the in your actual brain, there the pathways are crystallizing. And that's also causing the common thing, one of the common things for people to be experiencing is because we're moving from this, and we talked about this last night, so I don't want to repeat it, but moving from the journey of living out of from our head, from our neck up, to living from our heart. So what's happening, though, is the crystalline energy the crystalline frequency is activating in our brains, and then there's other areas, the amygdala and things that I can get into another time, that is allowing us to become multidimensional, and that also sends signals to our DNA to further activate. So the crystal skulls. Now, I have a question, Alan. When you guys were in Florida, did you guys, JJ was there too, you guys did activations, right? You called me one of the days that you were there. And you guys were in the middle of an activation, I think.
Right. The 12-12-12 was an activation using the crystal skulls in this ancient ceremonial site down in South Florida, which they thought was a sort of Stonehenge, and it was a round circle that was used for maybe thousands of years. They don't know, but it's an old preserved site in the middle of all these hotels in Miami, so... It's funny. So, yeah.
Did you videotape it all? Is it available for anybody to watch it?
It is videotaped. I think this guy, Jonah Bolt, videotaped it. I'll see if that's available. But, you know, when you're in the activation, you don't think about videotaping it. But, I mean, I'm a media person, so... the big thing was, though, it was, I think that day was the opening of the energies for the 21st, and I think everything is building on whatever's still coming through. I don't think, you know, it's like a sunrise. The sun rises, first it gets light, and then you don't really, the sun really doesn't come out until, you know, an hour or two. Really, after the sunrise, does the sun really shine? And we're in this really beginning stage of a new sunrise. And we're still in twilight in that sense. It's still dawn. It's still an awakening process that's happening everywhere.
Absolutely.
And I think what you're doing is recalibrating the mental, emotional, psychic bodies of people so they can then embrace this new time in a new way. And I think that's really what needs to happen.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to do a show about where we're at, this timeline of light. And I've just gotten confirmation in the last week of a lot of information that we're on a contingency plan at this point. And it's Contingency Plan M, and I'm not going to talk about what that is, that M stands for right now, because it would take us down the rabbit hole. But we've been through so much trauma and drama and survival and whatnot that it is, and plus where I do think that we're still experiencing a lot of lower vibration I don't want to say attack, but lower vibration and entity infiltration, and that it's making it challenging for people as they're awakening, and this roller coaster and the intense energy that we're experiencing. It's like the what my guys were showing me a couple weeks ago is, especially since this new timeline activated October 10th, is like going through, being on an airplane, going through an incredibly, incredibly powerful storm, the plane shaking, everything, you know, like the plane could fall apart, everyone's just like white-knuckled in the plane in the last couple of months, because it has, we have been going through this dimensional shift to be able to be anchoring and seeding and programming this new timeline. So that's
but some
also
people have made
why,
that. You know, I agree, and I think some people have made that shift. You know, it was really
shift.
I mean, it was really beautiful what Hope Girl said last night about God breaking open your heart. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think that awful shooting in Connecticut? I was just in Connecticut, and there's nothing, you know, more powerful and awful than that, you know, murder of innocence to really open your heart and just the love in Connecticut, just the outpouring of that, and from the response from around the world. You know, it was a shock. It was a wake up call. It was breaking open the heart of humanity. Feel. I mean, you know, grown men crying who don't normally do those kind of things. I mean, it was such a heart-wrenching experience, well, for everybody, but for, you know, that community. It was like, it was that moment of total compassion and love. I mean, it's awful, but it cracked something open, I think. I mean, I don't know, but that was my feeling about that horrible experience.
And I'm like kind of even asking, like right now, I'm like asking for guidance, like how far down the rabbit hole do I go with this one? Because my awareness is that situation was more of a false flag, and that it was done as part of the powers that were still trying to create fear, and the kid's father who was involved, who was the shooter, supposedly the shooter, is also like the guy, the kid in Aurora, on ready to being testify in the Federal Reserve things that are happening.
But whatever it was,
and,
I think it did open people up to pure love. It really did. I really felt that.
I agree. And I agree, because it's like there's so many different perspectives of how we look at things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not to be a victim and go, oh, my God, this was horrible. Look what they did.
Well, it was horrible,
It did. Open people's hearts with compassion and whatnot. So I think that there's so many things that are now playing out. And what my guides keep saying is nothing that is playing out is what meets the eye. There are so many fifth-dimensional things that are being revealed, or that most people can't even see, that are playing out.
Well, like what do you, can you give me some specifics what you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, for an example, let's just take Synthesis was the event down in Chichen Itza, which, as you know, I was going to be a keynote speaker at, and I pulled out, got the guidance to not go right at the mid-November Thanksgiving time frame. Well, what I have since, and to stay in LA, and what I have since discovered, or not discovered, but what's been revealed to me in some very, very powerful ways, is that what was happening at that time is October 10th is when I got the the words of this new timeline now with Ready for Seeding and Programming. So, well, what's been happening and what's happening now is people in the astral are creating new soul agreements. Because many of the soul agreements cannot be, they have to be null. They're nullified and neutralized because so much of the plan, because we're on this contingency plan. So what with synthesis, the people that were contracted in the soul agreement came together in, you know, a soul agreement way in, let's say, July. But as of November, the guidance was things had shifted and people weren't necessarily stepping up in certain ways, and they were going through their initiations and not necessarily being in integrity in the way that they could ground this type of event. And so what ended up happening is I had given guidance to somebody to actually also, you know, not stay involved because it was not unfolding with the integrity that from one particular person that it needed to. And I don't mean to be ambiguous, but I'm not going to name names. Now, what has happened in hindsight is they're actually getting lawyers involved because there's so many people now that are trying to create class action lawsuits, even, I mean, just like, it's like crazy. But what my guides were showing me, even back on December 19th, 20th, 20th, before it even unfolded, is that it's really showing where people are, the cream of the crop is rising to the top. The people who are really absolutely committed to taking a stand for integrity and being the love, being the truth, being the liberation and the free will, and standing in that, are being revealed. And so many people are kind of, they were, like, a lot of people were jockeying for position based on their, you know, kind of their egoic, the, you know, agenda, et cetera, that kind of thing. No judgment, but that's just what was being shown. And so here we have, you know, something that's unfolded. And you look at it, most of the time we look at it just by the tangible results. Right? Like, well, there was this mistake, and there was that mistake, and there was this mistake. But when you pull back and you look at it from a fifth-dimensional perspective, and you have the ability to really tune in and see what's being shown and revealed and what, you know, that kind of thing, you're seeing things from a completely different perspective. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I wish you could give me a little specifics on what the other perspective is, you know, so I get an idea of that place you're talking about.
Well, okay, so specifically using that event is that, you know, people have, there were things that were not, things moving into about 6 weeks out from the event. About 6 weeks out from the event happening, there were things that were being revealed that I was tuning into that were out of integrity.
Yeah. But don't you think it's all perfect in a way that, you know, that maybe you just weren't supposed to be there?
No, it isn't just, I'm just talking about life and many things in life in general. Is that people are going through initiations right now, and being able to realign themselves with their soul destiny, with their new soul agreement, you know, things like that. And so that as we each look at every single event, this is even talking about the Connecticut event, that there's so much that's playing out that's beyond what you can just see with the tangible eye.
I totally agree, and I think that's part of this fifth-dimensional reality that is infusing into the third dimension, you know?
Absolutely.
I think you're right. So what you're saying is these other levels are starting to be revealed to us of realities that, in a way, have been hidden for a long time. And these things have always been going on. But now I think they're filtering in so we can start to live in those other realms and be consciously aware of these, these higher places or these subtler places that are affecting all of us. And I think that's what's waking up. I think that's what's, as the third eye opens, we start to see those levels. And, you know, part of that is understanding the symbolic nature of reality. What we think we're actually here on Earth, but in a way that is also just a symbol or a metaphor for the soul's existence in other realms of consciousness and feeling. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
So
totally agree.
It's as we open up to our soul level of awareness, we understand, like everyone has said throughout the ages, the illusion of this realm. I mean, it's still very real. You know, you have to eat and do, and or maybe you don't, but there's a blending of these energies that are activating what I call the biophotonic nature within the cell structure. That means the light vehicles are being activated.
Yeah, say that again.
There's light, they call them biophotons, that actually is emitted from your cells, and they can register that. I think scientists call Pop with some of the people that measured biophotonic capabilities. I mean, you could even see that in people's eyes. Do you ever notice when someone's really present, their eyes sparkle? Well, their eyes are emitting... They're admitting light. There's an emanation of that. And,
that's right. And when you look at, that's another thing too, is that when, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul, shout, right? We've all heard that.
Yeah.
Know that, see that, et cetera. And I think also this is really important too, as we're moving into this shift and this global reset, where so much more of the deception and the illusion that the wool has been pulled over our eyes, right, is going to be revealed, is that our Geiger counter of discernment has to be so high up, open and on constantly, and that when you are able to look in someone's eyes, that you're able to connect with that, for the presence of that being, to support in knowing the discernment of whether that person is speaking truth or not, even if they don't know they're not speaking truth.
Exactly. I totally, totally agree. And I think our discernment is being tested. And I think there's a visceral response in our bodies now to kind of complement the intuition. So if you're not sure about something, listen to what your body says. Does it feel good or does it not feel good to be in this place or with these people or even to eat this food? You know, this is part of the infusion of the fifth and third dimension. And so this is part of our activation. Yes, absolutely.
Alan, you talk about like living and bridging fifth dimension. What are some of the things that you like to talk about in regards to that and share?
Well, I'll tell you how I define fifth dimension, because everybody throws that around and nobody really, I don't think anyone really has a clear understanding of fifth dimension. I mean, it doesn't mean anything unless you define it. So everybody knows what the third dimension is, right? It's our physical body. It's where we're living. It's the concrete reality. It's the floor beneath your feet, and the ceiling above your. I mean, it's the concrete. It's our physical body. That is third dimension. That's in a sense not where we live. We live in our mental, emotional reality. We have a body, and we need to nourish our body and take care of it. We need the physical, but when they say you create your own reality, we're not necessarily talking about the physical world. That exists on its own, and yes, you can change that if you have enough will. But the reality we live in is what I call the fourth dimension, or the mental, emotional dramas of most people's lives. Does this person like me? Do I want to do this? You know, it's it's our story. It's the day-to-day history. It's like the reason you can be on your cell phone and crossing the street and doing all these things, because we're using our bodies, but the reality itself is formed around the mental emotional content that we are involved in. Just this conversation itself, where maybe in the physical world, but where the reality is above that. Does that make sense?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? The mental emotional world, that's where people live.
I would...
what would you say? And then I'll get into what I mean by this. Yes.
Yeah. And what's interesting is there's no right or wrong, I think, at this point, because I think that you're right in that...
No, I want to hear your opinion,
like,
though.
I'll share it, but I also want to say two things. One is, what Hope and I were talking about last night is that, in yesterday's show, is that when you go through this visceral transformation, this alchemical transformation, where you are down and out for days and weeks at a time, and you can't get on the computer, and you can't even, like, be in, you know, crowds, or, you know, your body is going through this severe shift, okay?
Yes, yes.
That most people have not yet experienced, and I can say that honestly, because being on the other side of it now for the last couple of, well, even just the last year, let me just put it this way, that most people, and so if you're in a space that you don't know what you don't know, because you haven't had the experience yet, and so therefore it's like trying to describe, well, Hope said last night, it's trying to describe being in love, and then what I'm going to say is what I'm just seeing right now is trying to describe to somebody what water is, if they've never seen or felt water, right?
Right.
So there's really, where I feel that we're still so far from, other than glimpses of being fifth dimensional, it's even glimpses, maybe. I don't think even that much. But, you know, it's like, I think that we're still at a quantum leap from being able to be what I envision ascended masters and angelic Roman beings who are being in a fifth dimensional vibration and that are able to manifest right into their, you know, palms of their hands, you know, a flower or something into that this dimension.
Right.
So that weakness in my guesstimation is that we can't almost even describe it, so that it's, well, like, because we're not exactly sure.
Well, I'm getting there in a sense. So I'll just go through this model, and it's not right or wrong. It's just a way that I use to explain what's happening. So we have the body, we have our mental, emotional body, where most of the people of our current reality is living, and then we have the subtle feelings of energy and empathy and downloads and psychic higher phenomena, which is the fifth dimension being infused into our psyche, these subtle awarenesses that transcend the petty dramas. But when those sensations of the fifth dimension happen, they're actually encoding our physical body and raising the frequency beyond just the density of the earth plane. So it's being open to the subtleties of what's happening, so we can start to infuse the subtleties of these higher realms into the physical. I mean, we are grounding those frequencies into the physical. What did you say?
Physical vessel into our physical vessel and our physical experience.
Yes. That's raising our frequency.
Here's one thing that I will share that I believe Now, I believe what I have experienced is a shift and a transcendence into a place that, and I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I think that most anybody who knows me would, they already do say this, so I'll just say, I've reached a place where I can, and I think, Alan, you probably are the same, where there's really no, there's no judgment, and that you're able to experience a, that you are, you transcend the duality of judgment, prejudices, etc., and that you are able to experience an incredible neutralized, a neutrality, and just a beingness of, I don't want to, I guess it might actually even be just love. It's just pure love. And seeing the divine in most everything. You know, really seeing the divine. And part of the 3D experience is that you, that duality is still even in your thoughts. Like, you know, if you remember, I don't know if you ever did your, I don't have monkey mind anymore. I remember those days years ago when I would have the monkey mind and I'd go back and forth and, you know, yada, yada, but it's like having, when you're talking, when you, what you were just saying in regards to the emotional body and with our thoughts, it's like that's one tangible example that I can give from my shift is that I don't experience monkey mind at all.
Right, right.
Right?
I really like what you're saying, because within what I call the mental body or mental emotion, love is a choice, you know. Do you love this person? Do you not? When you reach the fifth level or the fifth dimension, love is not a choice. Love is an ever-present essence. It is the ground of which the other sensations of the fifth dimension are built upon, the platform of love. I mean, you have to get there in order to start to ascend to those levels. So it's
absolutely
no longer a choice. That's what I'm saying. Love is not a choice in the fifth dimension. It's an absolute, ongoing presence.
Beingness, exactly. And, yeah. You know, so here we are in 7 days of creation, 7 days of manifesting this global reset, and third eye visualizing.
Well, can you just talk about the global reset, because some of the people listening to my show missed some of that. Can you outline the program you're doing and what that's all about?
Yeah. Yes. And let me just say one thing in regards to what I was my thoughts and what was being shown right now is that as this shift is quite evident, becomes more evident, I do believe many people are going to be moving geographically to be in the geographical locations where the energies, the portals are activated, and communities will build upon the community will be built and build upon the vibrational essence of what they are resonating with. And that sounds like a lot of crazy words, but basically I think that there's going to be a lot of pilgrimages that occur once the shift really starts to take hold, and that more and more people are going to be moving to the places geographically that they resonate with, and that new communities, emerald cities, new centers are going to begin to be created, probably, I think even maybe quickly, because the vibration is going to be so strong for people to have the experience of staying in a specific geographical location that the lower density won't be possible, kind of thing. So that's one thing, and just in visualizing this global reset and starting to really anchor that possibility that kind of change and shift. And I've definitely been being shown the portals activating and people pilgrimaging. And so I think that's a part of the earth changes as well that are going to be revealed here soon. Now, in regards to the financial global reset, I did talk a little bit about it last night, but not detail, just that it's something that I started really tracking and going down that rabbit hole back in December of 2010, when I got the guidance very unexpectedly. My guide showing me vault opening and money flooding out of these vaults. And so where we're at now, and it's such a huge subject, but I believe that there's many, many things that were meant to be revealed from years past that was held back. Gold, money that was earmarked for humanitarian projects, et cetera, that are finally, with the intention of thousands of people, not only just light workers, but, you know, military and government and other people involved in banking that have now, the corruption has been, you know, more and more revealed. But with this global reset, what I do believe we're going to see any minute now is, I'm trying to think of which thing to start with first. There's prosperity packages, there's just St. Germain Global Settlement, there's NASARA, which is something that came to my awareness 2 years ago. This is one key thing to be aware of in regards to what I discovered, anyway, is that I started to allude to this last night, but I'll just share what a little bit more detail about it here. Because my guides kept telling me what to research during the month of December of 2010, what to research. And it was overwhelming, the things I was finding, and disheartening. And in January, James Rink sent me an article. Oh, no, somebody sent me an article, and it was James Rink's article. James is the guy, we're friends now, and he has, if you have not watched his three-part series, it is fantastic, and it's on YouTube, and it's called Changes on the Horizon. Have you seen it, Alan?
No, Changes on the Horizon by James who?
Rake.
R-A-K-E?
R-I-N-K.
R-I-N-K.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't have that up yet. He had, when I talked to him in January 2011, he was still working on it. And I think he finally started uploading it in June of 2011. But we had many conversations. And I knew because I was starting to put together a TV series called Tooth Chronicles, and then I was just like, I had to just abort it because the money never came. It still hadn't been was releasing when my guide said and thought that it was going to be released. But here's one key element in regards to this whole global reset that I think is the crux for people to understand, and it ties into how NASARA really. Not how it came about, but it's one of the pieces. I always knew that 9/11, I felt in my heart anyway, that it was an inside job from the moment I saw it. And information that he brought forth, as soon as I read it in this article, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the motivation behind this, because that was the one thing I never had tapped into with what was the motivation beyond going to into Iraq. I always thought there was something else. And so what James put out, and I couldn't believe it when I talked to him. I was like, well, all these 9/11 truth groups, hasn't somebody put two and two together with this? Like, this just doesn't make sense to me.
So,
So what was described was that the 20 years of farmers' lawsuits that was being done. Remember when Willie Nelson is Farm Aid and they were all raising money with Farm Aid for Farm Aid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we kind of remember, we know that there was a farm that was going on, but do we really know what that was all for?
Well, do we really know what any of it's for? When they say that the, you know, government's going to default, or we have this cliff, or that the banks are being bailed out by Obama, does anybody really know what that means and how that really works and what that's really all about? I mean, the whole...
Exactly.
It's an economic conspiracy that keeps most people, like, in the dark and... And enslaved. Anyway, that's a whole other story. So what can you do?
Well, and it's all part of it. And so what this article, this one key thing that this article brought to light for me was the chronological events that played out, which was the Farm Aid situation was all the illegal foreclosures of farm and farmland, and then the 20 years of lawsuits that finally culminated, and there was major military involved. This is where I first probably heard about the White Hat. And what occurred was Supreme Court 18 months prior to 9/11 deemed that the farmers were correct. They had been... their land has been illegally confiscated by the Federal Reserve, and they were being ordered to give the money back, and this was part of NESARA, which is an acronym, National Economic Security and Exchange Reform, I think ACT is what it's one of the names, one of the names of the acronym. But the short and long of it is that on the day of, or it was either the day after, Alan Greenspan of 9/11. Alan Greenspan was to make an announcement with the release of NESARA, which NESARA would change many things and would also release trillions of dollars for humanitarian projects that had been held back. And this was the motivation for 9/11. And there was gold that was owed to China in the basement of the towers, and that would be, this was all set up ahead of time, and that this was their way of basically saying, screw you, we're taking the money and we're going to run and stay in control. There's a whole back-end war that's been going on, the East and the West, the Asians.
I mean, that may or may not be true, but don't those guys actually have all the money anyway to begin with? I mean, why do they need to tear down some buildings?
Because all the evidence was in the building. And all the evidence, or more evidence, was in Building 7, which it was so random, of course. I mean, come on. I don't even want to get into that debate.
No, we don't have to get into the whole thing. I don't know what NESARA really is all about. I mean, I don't really follow the economic conspiracy stuff because it's so complex in a way.
So disheartening.
It's so, in a way, futile. I mean, the guys that control the world obviously control the world, and now we're all of us are just entertaining ourselves while, you know.
And it's because many people have been holding the space, and I've been doing a lot of energy work with this the last 2 years, to realign us with the timeline and the grids, and holding space for this deception to unwind, and to bring us back into alignment with justice and liberation. And many people have. So we're at a precipice, we're at a tipping point where as of December 23rd, this 2012. It's in reserve in the IRS. Their 100-year contract is done, and there's been many, almost 200 countries over the last 2 years that have been working, well, the last year and a half, that have been working diligently to bring back, not the gold standard, but natural resource standard, basically. And so I do believe we're going to start seeing announcements any minute now that is going to be, will be the biggest, it's the global reset, where there's been, that money is now going to be, have to be backed by natural resources rather than printed out of thin air. So, in any case, the whole global reset has to do with the cleaning up the banking and the people and the money and the distribution of money instead of the contracted energy that it's been. I mean, why does nobody has any money right now? I mean, how many people do you know that are just like, they're like broker than broke?
Right. But I think the problem is the fact that we don't have free energy, that the sources that, I mean, people are working to get energy. And if we had free energy, which obviously is available, then people wouldn't have to work to get the money to get the, I mean, it would change everything.
Yeah.
It's a real game changer, free energy.
Yeah, but it's all tied into that insidious oil, energy, banking, cartel that is now. We just have to keep visualizing, and that's why I'm doing the 7 days of creation. Keep visualizing. We are on the other side of this global reset. Banks have cleaned up their act. Money is flowing. Currency. Just think about the word currency. It's a current. It's supposed to be a flow, right? Instead of being hoarded.
Right.
So,
currency is a current that flows. Yes. Yes. So what is the global reset? I mean, I know you talked about it in the beginning of your show, but can you just talk about the steps that people are going through in these 7 days that it will reset their consciousness to a new time?
Reset, it's actually holding space to anchor and activate that this that we're on the other side of this global reset and that money is flowing, that the humanitarian projects are being they're being funded. All the gold that has been confiscated and held. You know, we are here at the golden age, and that's literal. It's literal where the gold is meant to be flowing. It's the golden age. It's flowing of gold, and so we also activating because gold is a very, very important and powerful part of the alchemical process as well. You know, we've talked about light, but gold and emerald, the vibration of emerald, is incredibly powerful for this whole alchemical process. So, you know, people are taking, like, colloidal gold, ingesting,
right,
because it's also part of our alchemy. So visualizing the flow of trillions and trillions and trillions, the current currency flow of gold as we usher in, anchor, call forth, command into existence this golden age, and then also have the gratitude that it is a done deal and be thankful for all the ways our lives have changed and shifted in this, on the other side of this releasing of money.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking people on the 7-day process then of awakening?
Yeah.
So
yes. Yep.
Today is the second day. Yesterday.
Today. What did you, me too. Right.
What did you do yesterday?
Right.
I heard.
Well, it was hope. It was hope with manifesting and really talking about how we think, how we feel, and bring into existence, into fruition, and that we don't talk about the high, the how it's going to happen, that we just hold the present that it's done. And another thing I'll just say here is that I've been given a lot of information last fall, or even just a few months ago, I should say, around 777. Now, there's a reason that the 777 is used in the casino. It's money. It's lucky. Money, money, and luck. Well, this has the combination of 777 in the etheric teachings, or the whatever you want to call it, is that there are seven chakras, there are seven elements, there are seven days of a week, right? And that there is seven frequencies. And this is all part of the manifesting, especially around money and gold. And it's golden age. So that's when I only just got the guidance on Saturday morning to do this. And because what I was also being shown when I was getting the guidance to do this was, yesterday was January 7th.
Oh.
Sunday is the seventh day, is the 13th. And you know the power of 13, right?
Well, we're in a 13 year, so this is the year of the power of 13, yes.
Yes. And what were we just talking about at the beginning of the show? The 13 crystal skulls.
Exactly.
So,
and the skulls activate the pituitary gland. So you think 13 is the activation of the third eye as well?
Well, I think that 13, because it's an incredibly powerful number for transformation, which is why it's been, again, remember what we were talking about, like everything's kind of been turned around to the opposite. And we've been told Friday the 13th is something to fear. They don't have 13 floors in buildings because 13 is a bad, unlucky number. But the reality is 13 is incredibly powerful for transformation. When 13,
and it's also the number of women, because I think they have 13 cycles within a year, generally, right?
Exactly, and it was changed to 12. We have 13 zodiac signs, and it was changed to 12.
Ah, right.
So you start to put together, so one more thing. So then what was being shown to me was the whole 7 days of creation, this Monday to 7th to the Sunday being the day of rest, and we're going to be grounding all of this because we're building for 7 days, and then on the 13th, bam, we ground it into this reality through our root chakras.
So what will be happening tomorrow and the next day till Sunday?
So tomorrow, and we've got quite a few callers that we can take, too, on my end.
Oh, yeah, let's take some callers. Well, I'll ask Doug if we have some callers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But tomorrow we're going to do gratitude. We're going to speak to the throat chakra. We're going to speak, and I'm asking people to call in. And we're just going to go really quickly through each caller, and just I want them to each say, actually, I said 11. I'm going to say 13. 13 things, bam, 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 that you are grateful for that has occurred since this global reset has come into fruition. So we're speaking of gratitude through our throat chakras, feeling it in our heart, seeing it in our third eye, and that of things in your life specifically that you are experiencing on the other side of the global reset.
Okay, so on the other side of the global reset, there is actually a transformational doorway in a way that opens for those that reset themselves. There's a kind of a new grounding of who they are as human beings on the planet.
Yes, well, absolutely. And there's a lot that's been revealed to me as well in regards to this whole contingency plan, that we're with a full timeline and Daniel's papers that talk about timeline. It actually merges science with everything that I've been given. So, but yes, absolutely.
One more thing is that you also said you had some new information on Skype in a conversation that you had today.
Oh, I can't share that.
Oh, Oh, I thought you were going to share something that just came through the... never mind. We'll save it. Okay. No, I thought it was something you wanted to share on this show. Okay. We won't. No, it's okay.
It was good news about this global reset. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
So, absolutely correct and accurate.
But maybe we can take a call. But before we do it, let's just get clear on where we're going. So this activation is happening. This the planet is being reset, right? And we're moving into
The...
Oh,
okay.
What?
Here's a minute.
What's that?
Oh, okay, go ahead. No, okay, go ahead. You're recapping.
Yeah, I was just recapping so we can have, a ground for people to, jump in on, in the sense also that as we move into this 13th cycle, this cycle of the activation of more of the divine feminine to balance the extremism of the male intellect side, but it's not to seesaw back and forth, but to come to a balance, a unification of both sides, and to know that really I think there's new energy available to us now to ground our intention, to open us up to higher levels of sensitivity, compassion, empathy, to feel the field, the emanations of the field, the personal and interpersonal, transpersonal, the collective, on any level that we tune into, the family, the state, the country, the planet, the interplanet. These fields, these levels of fields of cognition are being revealed, and the subtleties of feeling, if you can just answer this, when you get a download or when you get a kind of tuning in, you're picking up on subtle senses of kind of a feeling, I would say, that then you translate into words. Can you just go into that a little bit, as you tune into the entire realm, what exactly is happening to you physiologically and psychically, in a way?
That's an interesting question. Okay. Well, all right. So there's actually quite a bit. And to be telepathic, you have to be able to traverse and be in the 3D and be grounded, because I'm not a trans channel. I don't leave my body. So I do two things. I telepathically communicate, which is a back and forth, ongoing dialogue and conversation and communication. And then I can open myself up to, sometimes in a session it's easier, rather than me doing a back and forth dialogue with a client, guides or higher self, I just say, okay, just go ahead and communicate through me. And then that energy moves into my presence where I am speaking from that being, that energy. But to be telepathic is there's, and you know what, it's perfect that you brought up about the feminine energy, because we're so out of balance. And the unification absolutely must occur from the inside out. The feminine energy is the receiving energy. That's the receptivity. And it's necessary to open our receptors of the feminine in order to receive the communication. And to be in that receptive energy field, and this is a little bit hard to describe, but here's one analogy I do reference, is that we're in an open dialogue, you and I. So I'm going to respond to you because we're in a voice dialogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to necessarily even be that present. You could still be multitasking and you still hear what I'm saying and, that kind of thing. To be, especially when you start being telepathic, you have to be so present and be in stillness and be open and receiving that communication, because it's not like it's a voice like you on the other side of the telephone or the show or whatever it is, it's a silent voice that you either hear or that you're sensing in your I'm very audio strong. I'm, you know, all the clairs. But you understand what I'm saying? It's like to have that dialogue. It's like I have no idea because there's times, many times I'll get information and I have no idea the subject matter that's coming in.
Okay.
So it's not like you're, so if you think about that for just a second, it's like you're sitting there and you're going, okay, what's in my highest and divine truth to be aware of right now? And then something starts coming in, you have absolutely no idea. Now, think about, then expand it to, it's beyond even my information when I'm getting them coming in telling me we're resurrecting a new timeline. The deception is too much in these two timelines. And, you know, I mean, it's like stuff like I go, I can't make this shit up. You know what I mean?
It's it's coming to you from somewhere. I mean, but maybe everything that people make up is really coming to them from somewhere anyway. So maybe it's all coming from somewhere. But that's a whole nother thing.
That's another key thing, is that one of the foundational things that I teach in regards to where we are right now is that you absolutely... And I think that many of these people that are quote-unquote channeling, I don't know if they're really reaching the vibration of the essence of the being that they are speaking with or channeling. I tend to think a lot of them aren't. That's not judgment. It's just observation.
No, I agree. There's very few really good channels out there. A lot of people channeling are not channeling anything but their higher self or their lower self. And then occasionally you meet people like, oh, my God, there's really something going on. I mean, I've been very picky, and I've met some of the best channels and maybe some of the – no, not the worst, but I've seen really good – I know what's good. I know when it's coming from, at least I think I do, when it's coming from something beyond this realm, beyond this ego personality, because you just feel it. It just overwhelms you. It zaps you. So, I mean, I know that experience.
Yes, exactly. And so I can say, honestly, if I didn't have the confirmation of hundreds of clients that I have absolutely no idea about their backgrounds, and we get on the phone, and we get into the field, and I start communicating with their higher self and their guides, and I'm bringing in details about their lives, and they're like going, oh, my God, how did you know that? Well, I've had enough confirmation time and time and time and time and time again, the trust, the other communication when it's not sitting there with another person communicating with their guide and higher self. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think that, and that's why I'm doing this training series is because, honestly, Alan, in the last couple of years, the energies have been so intense on the planet. I honestly don't know how I would have gotten through the last couple of years without being able to telepathically communicate and say to my guides, literally, what frick is going on, and getting, okay, this and this and this, because I've had it. You know, you've been awake for a long time. I've been awake for a long time. I'm like, I'm up to my eyeballs with this BS. Like, I have come here to be a being of light and to manifest my reality, and that is what I'm standing for. Anything else other than that, get out of my field.
Well, that's the test. I mean, we are being tested to, I mean, and everyone listening is also, we are, you know, being tested to be those great beings of light. It's not like, boom.
Being in our empowered eye.
I mean, it could be great, like, boom, like Eckhart Tolle, one day he wakes up and he's clear, but most of us are working through our stuff to awake. Yeah.
Right.
But now is the time. We are being cosmically assisted, I feel, more than ever.
More than ever, absolutely. All right, let's take a couple calls because then we have 30 minutes left, and I also want to make sure I get 10 to 15 minutes in to do the energy work at the end.
Right, so you're going to do an activation. But let me also see if Doug has any calls on this end. But let's take one call from your end for sure, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and check with Doug, and then I'll just check my switchboard here.
Okay. Doug, are you listening there at DVS Radio?
Hi,
yes,
welcome
I
to
am.
The show.
Yes,
can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do we have any calls, Doug?
You have not received any calls.
Hello?
Yet.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll take a call on Deborah then. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay. Okay, so there's a female here that is on the line. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, who is this?
It's Cherie. great day. Unbelievable. I go to work. I need to quit. They give me trouble. It was like so cool. I go home, call the union. They know all about it. Gonna talk to me tomorrow. Everybody's freaking out. And then I'm like going, it came to me, it's like, wow, this is the time to forgive these people. For what they did. Because they're scared.
What did they do to you? I guess it doesn't matter, right?
I have been raising the lights.
Okay.
And it made them uncomfortable, and today was the tipping point, which was the day I was needing to make a decision to leave.
Oh.
And they go in and they gave me some trouble, whatever, and which is fine. And I take care of what I needed to, and I talked to my HR guy, and he sent me to the union guy who knew all about what had happened, first person that knew anything about the foreclosures with the Fed or the corporation, or that we were being treated as slaves. And I'm sitting here, and it comes to me, wow, this is a great time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this isn't really about money. It's about healing, and, I mean, it's about man. It's about abundance. But that doesn't necessarily mean cash abundance. It's energy. It's becoming different people. Transcending to a higher consciousness level.
Cherie, can we share that you've had a couple of private session and activations? Would you mind?
Absolutely not, and I wouldn't be here in this place without them.
So what did you do for her, Deb?
Well, that's what I was going to ask Cherie, because it's so challenging to try to describe the kind of roller coaster that you go through when you start being activated, right?
Oh, my God. Well, I have been obsessed for, like, 2 years. And then for several months, I had just been through, I mean, I was being activated anyway from meditation. And then I heard Deb. And I heard one of her activations, and I knew I had to call her. And the first one was really great. I mean, I immediately started having downloads. The second one was much stronger, and things just started, synchronicity just started happening all over the place. And you know, it's just been every time has just increased. And she knew exactly, you know, it's just like clockwork.
So are you still at your job, or did you quit your job?
No, I actually haven't quit yet. I'm going to talk to the union guy tomorrow. But, I mean, he almost took the words out of my mouth when he talked about debt slavery and the foreclosure of the corporation in the United States, which I don't know if I mentioned or he mentioned first. The only thing he didn't know about was the foreclosure of the UCC.
So, Cherie,
just happened.
Yes. Are you talking about your HR person that works for the state?
No, I'm talking about my union attorney.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. My HR guy was thrilled. I mean, he's a cool guy. I've known him a long time.
But when
he said, you need to call the union.
Was the union person saying that to you off the record or sort of on the record?
No, on the record. He said they're freaking out. Because it's not just that. It's the whole CAFR, the hidden money that they've been using. It'll take down the whole criminal justice system because of all the illegal prosecutions, incarcerations. But I have been working with my clients who are of that population to help them understand forgiveness.
Hmm. Good for you. So
sure,
there you are. You're using it in the real world.
It was just perfect timing.
Mm.
It's been fast, too. It's been, like, over about a month and a half or so.
I mean, and I'm really skyrocketing, but I'm calming down. I mean, I'm now able to ground a little. I mean, I had a little roller coaster yesterday morning, but that's been it since, several days, and
I
have this sense of calmness.
Good.
I mean,
and I know
excited, but calm,
All right, so we're going to go on to another call.
Bye. Okay, talk to you later. Just a good story.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Got somebody else there?
I do. Do you want me to go on?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
We'll just do another one or two.
All right, and I'll see you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Hi, are you there? Can you hear me? Welcome to the show. Okay, that's gone. Another one here. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear us? Hello. Okay. No one's there.
I have a question for you, Deb. So what was your intention? You created the 7-day program. What do you hope people, where do you hope them to be on Sunday? Like, what level of consciousness do you expect people to be at?
Grounded in, grounding into this reality, their new paradigm, thoughts, feelings, beingness. This is an opportunity. It's like basically, it's almost like it's a free workshop. It's like being able to just have the presence of mind and the energy work to manifest into this reality. And I want to see by the 13th, by Sunday, I want to see this money distributed. I want to see this money done, handled, out there in the world, the revaluations of the currencies.
Well,
Do
you think that's the main problem? I mean, that's one of the answers for restructuring a new, uplifting, fair planet. But there seems like that's one aspect of the greed. But I guess that's the biggest problem in a way when you think about it. It's greed that is really stopping this planet from being something of a beautiful paradise.
But it's the greed of only a few.
Right.
It's not the greed of the majority. And so once we shift this one thing with the money flowing freely, that is going to create the shift where people's vibration will move back in, out of fear and survival, into gratitude and love.
But how do we get to the, I mean, you're working with people who are listening to you, but how do you get to the people that, you know, have no idea about who you are or any of this stuff we're talking about and really don't care about it?
Sure.
Those are the people.
I know, but I'm pretty sure. I know. So I'm pretty sure that as this, the truth begins to be revealed of the deception, there's an entirely new segment of demographic and population that before would have only still considered all this conspiracy theory. And when we see the shifts that are about, that will be a part of all of this, they can't not be open to seeing. Now, many people are still going to stay focused on mainstream, but, you know, I'm going to be doing a daily TV show at this point. As soon as this happens, I move into doing a daily TV show to anchor the truth. And anchor the truth, because there's still going to be whitewashing. There's still going to be, you know, deception. That program is running so strongly. So then we go into cleanup mode.
Well, yeah. I mean, so how long? I mean, how many years do you think it's really going to take for the planet to rebalance itself?
I think it's only going to take a couple of years. I really do. I think that things are going to shift so quickly. Because of the energy shift, that we are at least the pockets, at least the geographical locations where the portals are activating. Like, I haven't even shared any of that information. I can't get into that tonight. But what I'm being shown are portals opening, and this is also where it's going to be almost like what I'm being shown is almost like where bombs will go off in a war-torn area. But it's going to be bombs of light. And it's going to, and people are going to experience a significant shift. But they won't be able to function in a day-to-day basis either. So I'm going to be putting up bereavement centers, is what I'm calling them, transitional bereavement centers, because life as we know it is not going to be the same. So people are going to be bereaving the loss of their life as it has been. To transition through and into this new way of life, beingness, et cetera.
Well, can you be a little more specific? What won't be the way it was? What kind of, you mean for the greedy and corrupt people or for everybody?
I think for everybody. I think that it's going to be such a major shift. I mean, because once you tear the house of cards, once you pull one of the cards out and you reveal the deception and the illusion just in the banking, then you systematically go through religion, corporations, energy, and it's a domino effect. It's going to be a domino effect.
So,
and I think people are going to stop.
So you think all those people that just had regular jobs as bankers and accountants and Wall Street, I mean the honest people, not the dishonest people, just those people are going to have such a shocking wake-up call. And I think it's sort of traumatic. It's like, you know, when suddenly your reality is not what you thought it was, that is actually traumatic. And so that's what you mean. I understand. Okay. And it makes sense because we're used to reality not being what people have told it is to us. I mean, there's so many. But if you think your reality is exactly what the guys on television tell you it is, and it's what I was brought up with, you know, in middle-class suburban America, I had no idea about alternatives. I mean, the closest it ever came to, like, suddenly someone revealing something else was someone said, oh, you know, Kennedy was assassinated. I didn't even know what that word meant. But when you say assassination, it's not like, you know, some lone gunman that is killing. It's like there's a plot involved. And that's just that word started to.
Well, it's interesting you brought up Kennedy because he was assassinated for doing what is now about to be revealed. He was taking us out of September. That was the motivation behind the Kennedy assassination.
Well,
all right, let's not get into any of that. Let's do the energy work because there's only a couple. There's only
okay, but I just want to say about 14. That. The whole Kennedy thing did wake up the 60s that became a whole a major cultural revolution in music and art and consciousness, and it was the beginning of where we are now. as a kind of global civilization. So,
so I'm going to see more of the 60s, like 60-esque type of thing, come be rebirthed again. I think we're going to, there's going to be a resurgence of music, and there's going to be a resurgence of free, like, love making, and, you know, like, people really embracing, not necessarily in the hippie mode, but really embracing the higher vibrations of life.
Well, and also communities. I think the communal aspect of the 60s, community living, we don't have to call them communes, but definitely communities. We are meant to be tribal, and we need to return to those tribal roots and be more fulfilled, you know, beyond some nuclear family sort of structure. So, anyway, we can get...
I think that immigrants help people pilgrimaging to geographical locations and restructuring community.
Right. I think community is a big part of the age we're moving into. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay,
so
cool.
Tell us what you're going to do now. Just give us a little background on this activation.
All right. So as I refer to my show, which is, I refer to it as Experiential Transformational Media, and that is an intention as well as an experience. And the intention is that the media, as you do the same thing, but a little, maybe a little differently, the media is the vehicle for the intention of an experiential transformational shift, either from the information or the energy coming through. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So what I'm going to do now is that we're going to, I'm going to have everybody close, you know, of get into a quiet space. And I'm just going to quickly move us into stillness and then create a vortex. And we're going to, and I'm going to do an invocation and to bring the energies in. And then I will probably channel. At this point, it won't necessarily be telepathic. It'll be channeled information and energy, vibration frequency. If you haven't experienced the activation energy, then, Alan, you know, and I, as I was on your show once before, I bring the energy through. It's already starting to now come through. My mouth moves really fast at a very fast cadence, and it's activating codes and programs. And if I'm saying things like, I am love, I am light, anything I'm saying is meant for people to also be saying simultaneously to further engage with that program, of I am love, I am light, etc. And you'll also hear when I do the invocation, everything is to be brought in the highest divine truth. And I'll also be putting everybody in a sphere of gold light with the great central sun. This is for clearing and transmuting all energies that are not in alignment with highest divine truth. So there's many things that happen. I'm going to go fast. We're running out of time, and I don't want us to get cut off. Are we ready?
Ready. Go ahead.
Rocket. Okay, great. All right, so close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths at your own pace, and as you do, you're going to connect in with that source that provides that breath. Allow yourself to start to feel the subtle energy shifts that are occurring. And as you connect in with that source and that life force that that breath brings to your body, your physical vessel, you're connecting also in with your inner stillness, breathing, connecting in with your inner knowingness, breathing, connecting in with that precious being that you are, that precious being that came here that oftentimes doesn't get acknowledged by yourself or others. And a precious being that came here to experience love, to express love, to be loved. Coming home to that. Now connecting in with the gratitude towards yourself. Gratitude towards yourself for being here on your journey and everything that has been necessary for you to walk through, crawl through, to conjure up the courage, the strength, the compassion, the love, the commitment, the willingness how many times you've probably laid in bed and just been not wanting to get out of bed because it's like, oh my gosh, kind of thing. So just really acknowledging yourself for that. And brighter days are definitely ahead. They're here now. Connecting in with that knowingness that those shifts are here. Mother, Father, God, God is creator, creator, source of all that is, as we call forth our higher selves, as well as the beings of light, the guides, the guardian angels, the ascended masters, Elohim, Devic Kingdom, and the angelic realm that are working with us in our highest divine truth, each of us individually, as well as the collective group. Whether you are listening live or whether you're listening to the recording of this, we're also calling forth the higher selves of the beings that are interested and resonate with this energy and frequency that may not have known about this broadcast. And Alan, your higher self being very present here for you and I, where two or more are gathered, holding the masculine and the feminine. And we are now surrounding ourselves with the golden sphere of light, activating the great central sun. And within that great central sun, we're each seeing ourselves with an infinity symbol. We're in one end of the loop, and in the other end of the loop, we're going to form a flower of light. And in the other end of the loop, in the center of the circle of all of us, is Mother Earth. And around us is great central sun, ring of fire. I call forth Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame Angels, and we command each of us from our activated and empowered I Am presence that all and any energies that are not in alignment with our highest divine truth, the evolution of mankind, humanity, and the ascension of Mother Earth, we must be completely transformed, transmuted into their highest and greatest potential in all time, space, continuums, and all dimensions now. There's going to be energy, there may be energy shifts already occurring from that command, as energies will, as you're increasing your vibration and your light frequency, the lower vibration energies can't stay in your field. There's certain, it's not complete clearing at this point, because a lot of times there's others, but we're setting that intention and clearing, allowing the subtle energies to dissolve and move away. And we're going to expand this flower of life all the way out to the 13th realm, the 13th dimension. And you're going to connect in with your higher self in each of these dimensions with just an energetic nod hello. And as we do, we're also commanding that all energies that are not in alignment with our highest divine truth or free will or liberation or sovereignty of beingness, any ceremony, ritual, or anything that has done that has been created that hold us in our enslavement codes, that they be completely dissolved, neutralized, and nullified with love, light, and forgiveness. And now if we connect in with our third eyes, we're feeling the frequency with our brain, the pathways, the crystalline energy, the pineal glands, and our third eyes, and we're visualizing through our third eyes as a projector. And we're seeing in front of us life themes that are taking place, that are in alignment with our heart's desires, that are after this global reset. So we have now experienced a global reset. There's an abundance of money everywhere. And yes, there's potential chaos and there's things that are a little bit crazy, but at the same time, we are embracing and engaging proactively with beautiful things that we have so desired, projects that we've wanted to do, life endeavors that we have known. And we're seeing this as we're bringing the energy of pink quartz down through our crown chakra and white light down through our crown chakra, down through and mixing in with the violet flame to our third eyes. And it's a coalescing of different frequencies and energies alchemically creating, just like film, there's color, and we're rolling those frequencies through our pineal, through pituitary, and out through our third eye, so that we are creating living color, visceral experiences being shown to us. Things, engaging with specific things in your life that you now can do because of the flow of money, because of the free energy, because you're now able to access and to be involved in things that you've longed to do, and you're seeing yourself engaging with this. Now, what I'm doing is a phase one activation of each of your Merkabas. Scanning your field holographically. Holographic field. Visualizing what you are feeling and seeing. Same with your heart, feeling the love of it and the gratitude of it as you're visualizing. Visualizing to your third, I am love. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm feeling the vibration, you know. I'm just with you. It's great. I really feel the acceleration. So are you finished or are you still in the middle of it?
No, we're complete.
Oh, you're complete. I was just going deeper and deeper into that space. No, very good. You know, if I think about it with my mind, I think nothing's happening. But then if I feel it in my body, it's like, wow, there's something going on here, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why, so we're going to end this show. And what's important for people who are listening and having this experience is to stay quiet, to allow the integration of the energy, to stay in the mode of the experience as long as you can, and that this is this work is incredibly powerful and potent. And so the shifts are, it's a domino effect. So, Alan, for you, how do people reach you? What is your, website?
I am broadcasting now on bbsradio.com. This is station 2 at bbsradio.com. I'm on every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. And then those shows are archived at BBS and also on newrealities.com. So people can reach me and see the work that I'm doing on newrealities.com. They can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And I also do a cable show. And I'm putting out a series right now with J.J. Hertog and the Ascension Codes. And that will be on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/newrealities, you can see all the recent one-on-one and group collective discussions that we've had on the ascension process and where we're going and the reactivation of the keys and the overself. And I think that 2013 really is this year of ascension, whatever that means for people. So,
fantastic.
And tell people how they can reach you, Deb.
Thank you. And this has been so exciting. I'm so glad we did this cross convergence of our show. It's really awesome.
It's exciting,
so,
you know.
It is.
It's the beginning.
So website is exactly. ShiftIsHappeningTV.com. Email address is contactus@ShiftIsHappeningTV. Oh, I'm sorry. it's shiftishappeningtv.com. I don't know if I just said that. Shiftishappeningtv.com. And then the email address is contactus@shiftishappeningtv.com. And if you are interested in the telepathic training series, which teaches and activates you to tune in with your higher self and your guide, definitely go to the website. There's information on the homepage. Will take you back. It'll take you to that site. And Alan, you're going to have information on your website regarding it too by tomorrow, where people, if you click through from Alan's website, then they then he gets to actually have some credit for that. Which,
right, then they become
really
an affiliate. Well, you're doing a
yes.
show tomorrow night too. You want to just tell people about what's happening tomorrow?
Yes, so come here on Blog Talk Radio, Wake Up Shift is Happening. Come with your 13 things that you're grateful for. We only have 5 seconds left. And until then, you know, we're in this together. Much love to everybody. Alan, thank you so much. Just love you dearly. And
thank
I'm so
you.
Grateful we can do this
we'll
together.
We'll be in touch. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate your work.
Absolutely.
And you
come in too. I want to hear what you were speaking gratitude. So I want to hear the 13 things that you're grateful for that have occurred since the global reset.
Okay. I will listen if I am around tomorrow night. But yeah, no, I'm interested in the whole process. This is it's the long haul. I mean, it's a planetary wake up. So I think this is really the most exciting times we could be in, where collectively there's a visceral transformation that's happening on the planet. And I think doing shows like this where we involve not just the whole audience but two networks that start to merge, and then consciousnesses that start to merge, and countries and planets and civilizations, it's a reorientation of people's worldview. And that's what we're going to need to have if the planet is going to change. We have to change the way we think of the world. We need to create new realities, which is why I call my program New Realities. So,
okay. Awesome.
Exactly. Okay. So,
next time, right?
Yes.
Lots of love. Thanks.
Talk to you soon. I've been talking to Deborah Peach about her show, which is Wake Up Shift is Happening. But this is New Realities on DBS Radio, and it happens here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. And, of course, all the DBS radio shows are very much about transformation, the awakening of consciousness, the ascension process, the upliftment of the soul. So any night of the week, I recommend tuning to bbsradio.com. This is Alan Steinfeld. If you want to reach me, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net and check my website, newrealities.com. I also have a bunch of new videos up on youtube.com/newrealities. That's newreaties. Okay. And next week, we're going to have another exciting show. Thanks for listening.